This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We've all envisioned Election Day 2020. With all the information being thrown about by both presidential candidates, America will now have the final answer. If you haven't already done so, get out and do your civic duty, as today is the day. Join USA Radio News' Tim Berg as he heads up our panel of experts election night, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on USA Radio News. It took only 24 hours for Eta to go from tropical storm to a Category 4 hurricane, and is likely to reach Category 5 as it approaches Nicaragua. Current sustained winds are nearing 150 miles an hour. Flooding, landslides, and nearly 3 feet of rain in portions of Central America can be expected through the week before the projection of Hurricane Eta moves back into the Caribbean, making a U-turn through Guatemala and Belize. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today is the general election for America 2020.
I chose Western Pennsylvania for my first stop as a candidate, and now for my last stop before Election Day, because you represent the backbone of this country. Hard-working families.
We win Pennsylvania, we win the whole deal.
He's a man from Scranton. He left at 9 years old. Biden's plan to ban fracking is an economic death sentence for Pennsylvania. Biden's energy shutdown will wipe out your jobs, decimate your towns, eliminate your factories, and send your state into a nightmare of crippling poverty.
Polls will close at different times in different states. The earliest is Indiana and Kentucky. They will close at 6 p.m. local time. The latest is Iowa, New York, and North Dakota as they close at 9 p.m. local time. Be sure to join Team USA Radio News for our election results broadcast tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Vice President Mike Pence was interviewed on USA Radio Network's Wayne Allen Root Show on Monday.
Wayne Allen Root, I believe you're right about the American people. Look, this is a freedom-loving nation. I know I'm talking to the capitalist evangelist, and I mean, people in this country believe in free enterprise. We believe in freedom. And I think what President Trump has done in this campaign, and all of us have endeavored to do, has been breaking through over the last month. It's really exposing. Joe Biden is going to be nothing more than a Trojan horse for the radical left. You've already got Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders angling for seats on the cabinet table. He's endorsed a $4 trillion tax increase, a $2 trillion Green New Deal. I mean, people who listen to this program just deserve to know that as in the American economy is getting back on its feet, based on the strong free market stands this president took when he cut taxes, rolled back regulation, unleashed American energy, fought for free and fair trade, and all the recovery and relief efforts that we provided to families and businesses. Joe Biden is talking about raising taxes, burying us in an avalanche of regulation, and shutting down the economy again. I don't think the American people are having it. I think the American people love freedom, and I think that's why you're seeing people rally to the cause of re-electing President Trump.
USA Radio News election coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and we do it for you, and we thank you, because we couldn't do it without you. That's the truth. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. John Bona joins us, author of the Liberty Book, host of a weekly radio broadcast, and new grandpa. Actually, he's been a grandpa, but we've got a late edition, and what a great way to start out Election Day 2020 with a brand new grandson. John, congratulations, buddy.
Good morning, Bill. Yeah, boy, yeah. Is that a good sign or what?
I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm telling you. That is
awesome.
We had a
beautiful sunrise this morning. I think it's looking good. Looking good.
Hey, what do you think? Maybe 35, 40 years from now, we'll go back, we'll hear this broadcast, and we'll find out that he went into politics and is changing lives and contributing to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, huh?
Exactly. I just hope we're not fighting the same issues, you know?
Well, we'll always fight him, John. I mean, we've been fighting from day one. You know, first of all, the pilgrims came into play. People just really didn't believe. And then, of course, then we go into, you know, establishing and you've got, Madison and Hamilton and Franklin, everybody coming together with a clean sheet of paper and saying, hey, let's create a different government. Well, it wasn't like everybody decided and said, hey, we're 1,000% in. I mean, you had those people that still had alliances to the home country, and they left their hearts in England. And, so here it is. We've got antithetical forces. But, you know, what that does, John, it just makes us stronger. It sharpens up our blade. And, I was talking with Dr. Lauren Wright earlier. And I said, the good news of all this debate that's been going on is I think that people are beginning to appreciate once again what freedom is all about.
Oh, exactly. You know, you're right. The big moral issues, they haven't changed. I just thought of that. You know, some issues change, but overall, it's always been liberty versus tyranny, you know, the free market versus socialism, life versus death, you know, big government versus self-government. And I think, you know, of course, with the argument of life and what Scripture says about that, just read Proverbs 24:11-12, right?
Right.
I mean, Scripture clearly states that if you vote for anybody that doesn't support life, you're on the wrong side of providence. You're on the wrong side of God. I don't care if you're black, white, red, green, yellow. It's all the same. God's watching you in the voting booth, and he knows what you did. You cannot deny your faith. And look, and that's, I'm so disappointed in the Democratic Party, because literally the whole party stands for death, really.
They eliminated God from their platform, 10 years ago or so, least? I remember Villaraigosa, the mayor of L.A. at the time, getting a crowd vote, if you remember what a fiasco that was. And they were eliminating God, you know, right out of their platform. It was amazing. And I thought, whoa, man, this is bizarre. But, John, you know, I got to tell you, for all the efforts that you've been involved in, you know, Pastor Kevin Jessup, Jonathan Kahn, Franklin Graham, in moving this country again to prayer, that, you know, the answers come from heaven above. They don't come from even Donald Trump or, you know, Karl Rove or Fox News or whatever. I mean, it is God that orchestrates the affairs of man. And what I have said, and I may have shared this with you, that I felt what this election day was going to come to, it reminded me of, if you recall, in 1 Kings, when Elijah had the big bail off, right? And King Ahab had all the priests of Baal come together on Mount Carmel, and they were going to find out once and for all whose God is God, right? You know, was it all these hundreds of priests from Baal that were worshiping and calling down fire, you know, from their God? And of course, fire never came. And then they were very shocked when it was Elijah's turn, and he turned to God and he says, well, wait a minute, before God shows himself, you know, that all that wood and everything, I want you to pour all kinds of water on it. I want you to be real clear who God is. And, you know, they poured all the water on the wood and everything. And then God showed up in a very dramatic way and made it real clear. God Almighty is still in charge. And I believe that's what we're going to come down to in this decision, that God will show himself and the skies will open up and you will hear the voice of God for those that have ears to hear. And he will say, can you hear me now?
That's an interesting point you made, right? Elijah would not share the same altar. He built his own. He didn't want to share. Christ will have nothing to do with the dark side, you
right.
know?
It's incompatible. That's why we can't, in the words of Rodney King, why can't we all get along? Well, because evil does not coexist with goodness. You know?
Yeah, the angels don't get along with the demons at all. You know, people of faith don't get along with socialism, right?
Right.
And they see it knocking at the door. You got all these issues, you know, now disguised as social justice, what a term that is, mm-hmm. and then public government-sponsored health care. It's all socialism, and there's no nice socialism. It's all bad. It doesn't
right.
work. It never has, never will.
Well, you think there's enough history, John, for people to look in Google, you know, because I think Google will still let you see that. And you can look at the destruction, the utter destruction and darkness that socialism brings. And this is why we can be so grateful for the immigrants who were here. That have come from, you know, socialist, communist countries, and they're looking at us like, what are you doing? You know, you guys are nuts. Do you realize we just came, you know, we just came from Venezuela, and we're eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner out of the backs of trash trucks. That's what you want for your kids, really?
Yeah, I was reading Bill Feder's American Minute today. Mm-hmm. You read it too, right?
Yes,
he's a great guy, great historian, one of the best, maybe the best, him and Marshall Foster.
Right.
But, you know, he stated something today about William Booth, yesterday. Mm-hmm. And William Booth said, I quote, he said, the chief danger of the 20th century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, and politics without God.
Mm.
And think about that.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Heaven without hell. I mean, that's where the Democratic Party is. They have taken God out.
But the thing is, John, just think about the arrogance of that, that you would think that the Holy Spirit would abandon his directive from God himself. God said that I'll always be there. He is Jehovah Shammah, the God who's always there, said I'd never leave you nor forsake you.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus had to leave that the Holy Spirit would come in and lead us in all truth and wisdom. And the Holy Spirit has been faithful to that calling ever since. I mean, the Holy Spirit cannot help but be the Holy Spirit. And the fact that you would even think that the Holy Spirit would leave us I'm talking about leaving the church, the very thing that Jesus himself established that the gates of hell could not prevail against. And this whole point of all what we're talking about is that we have to get real with God and understand whose side we're on, especially when we go to the voting booth. Are we voting values that are godly values that honor true life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, righteousness, holiness, goodness, all those things that that God values? Are we valuing them, and are those demonstrated when we vote?
Exactly, and that's the great thing about a Trump presidency and his administration. They've continued to help the God-ordained family, and he talks about it all the time, you know, about the indoctrination of America's children.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that's an important thing to remember for any parent.
Was it cool the other day? Did you see when Donald Trump acknowledged Jesus Christ? He says, hey, it's great and everything else. And he goes, oh, but there's one better.
Without a doubt. Famous.
John Bona, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care. God bless.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, fresh and independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we've got my good friend Lowell Ponte joining us. Yes, the former think tank futurist, former roving editor at Reader's Digest and author. Hey, Mr. Lowell, how are we doing, buddy?
Oh, I am doing well. How exciting to have read a recent study that 93% of Democrats want to hear from celebrities. And so Joe Biden, on his last days of campaigning, was campaigning alongside Lady Gaga. as his chosen celebrity. Just two minor problems. Lady Gaga A is a very active anti-fracking person. So he was walking around Pennsylvania with one of the leaders of the anti-fracking celebrity corps. That was his message.
Is this comical? Is that totally comical, though, Lowell? Think about it for just a minute. I want people to really grasp this. That here it is. In your closing argument, you bring with you to the dance somebody that absolutely represents the wrong gospel, wrong church. But, you know, we're going to go with what the polls say or what the polling says, that 93% of the Democrats want to hear from celebrities.
Well, and the second thing, Lady Gaga put out a video simultaneous with this, a video showing herself crushing a beer can, wearing camo, and mocking redneck, pro-military, pro-gun Americans. By the way, one of Biden's last statements in closing the campaign is he said, yes, he does want to toughen gun control. He wants to make every American gun owner, not just those who have bought guns recently, but someone who inherited a .22 rifle from your grandfather, you will be required now to take a background check, as if you were buying the gun. And that will, of course, go with it, automatic registration of whatever guns you have.
Can you say bureaucracy?
So that's Joe Biden.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you see, and this has all been on full display, what we've been experiencing for the last 9 months, Lowell. You know, the bottom line with the lockdowns, and look at how the Democratic states and governors, how they've handled this situation of COVID. I mean, we are essentially at war with this pandemic. And instead of coming together and coming alongside and solving the problem, you've got these individual states creating more havoc and more distress for their people, which President Trump warned early on. But they think President Trump's an idiot. But, you know, how many times have you been hearing, you know, and I don't hear it very loudly, but I do hear it when the president makes a statement that they so vehemently disagree with. Then months later, they go, maybe he was right. And in this case, he definitely was right that he said, do not let the cure be worse than the disease. And this is what these Democratic states have done. And what they're doing is they're pushing, especially the young kids that see the idiocy of this, Lowell, and they're saying, ain't no way they're going to vote for Biden. I mean, they don't want to be restricted. They don't want masks. They don't want more lockdowns. They don't want more loss of jobs and income. I mean, they see this loud and clear. And guess what? They're moving to Trump.
Of course, the current push on COVID, where it becomes basically the only news story, is it's not only a tool to bash Trump, it's a tool to take the topic off from all the corruption that
exactly.
Biden was subjected to. Part of it, too, is in my recent article, why were Democrats pushing so hard to make everybody vote early, days, weeks, maybe even in some cases months before the election? Well, they've abolished Election Day in part because Democrats know that if it's a bad weather day, the Republicans will come out and a lot of the Democrats won't. So an election can turn on bad weather alone. But more than that, we now have the bizarreness of the Democrats pushing COVID as a way of tearing down the economy. Remember, these shutdowns, what economic problems we've had have largely come in Democrat-controlled states. Whether or not they were having rioting, they were the ones who shut down their economies. They were the ones who closed small business. And that economic problem rippled across Trump's enormous achievements economically.
Exactly. And look what we were able to do last quarter, 33.1% GDP growth. I mean, if that isn't a hockey stick indicator, I don't know what is.
And that was in spite of,
yes.
Because of these shutdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what it could have been if New York, if California, if New Jersey had not been shut down.
Right.
Could have been dramatically different.
Yeah, if they'd been participating in the solution. The thing is interesting, Lowell, and I was looking at this, and maybe let me know if you think I'm, you know, in touch or if I'm off base here, relevant to the Democrats and Biden's insistence to use COVID to beat the president over the head with, that in using this one note, instrument that they were, you know, they got some traction on early on, that it played its course. And there, you know, at the end of the day, when you looked at it, the substance was, okay, yeah, became so much about COVID that you really had people looking at it and, you know, like these young kids going, wait a minute, you know, this is what COVID did to me. I lost my job. I'm losing my freedom. And the Democrats and Joe Biden is saying, yes, we're going to lock you down once again. Well, you know, this is the very thing that gave them traction to begin with is now coming back. It's almost like that scene from Red October, if you remember that movie, where, you know, the Russian admiral decided to take the safety off the missile. And the missile missed its target. Sean Connery, may he rest in peace, missed his submarine, and then came back and hit their submarine and took them out.
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah. So
and
so you,
Trump
you
knew a lot of military yeah. people and was very he had developed a plausible scenario. But indeed, we do have Russian submarines right now. 5 minutes off the coast from Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. That is 5 minutes missile time.
Right.
So you'd have very little warning if they ever did decide to fire on us. In the same way, they just, I mean, John F. Kennedy made a major display of getting the land-based missiles removed from Cuba. Well, so what? They allowed Soviet nuclear missile submarines to anchor at Cienfuegos in Cuba. Yeah.
Right.
And once you anchor a submarine, you can zero its missile in just as accurately as a land-based missile. Mm-hmm. The only thing that makes them inaccurate is that they're moving underwater.
Right.
And that makes it very hard to target one of your missiles.
Exactly.
But if you're above water, if you're sitting there, I mean, in other words, people have been duped for a long time by much of what's been going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, fortunately, there has been some manner of restraint. But every time America goes into some position of chaos like we've been experiencing in the last 9 months, it really has its impact on our national security. And these people, you know, who want the worst for America, they get emboldened in thinking that, you know, this free American system stuff is very weak. I mean, here they are, you know, chastising the president of the United States, impeaching him, doing all these things that really affect our national security and our position with international foes, does it not?
Oh, it does. And by the way, if you look at the website, what is it, the blue website that the Democrats use for fundraising,
yes.
same
mm-hmm.
site that if you go to the Black Lives Matter website mm-hmm. and you push the donate button, it will take you to the Democrat fundraising website for Biden. That site has paid him more than $300 million. In fact, last quarter, it earned $1.5 billion, the same amount that Hunter Biden was paid by Communist China. They were asked at the Democrat site, how much of this is foreign money? And they said, oh, we're not sure. We don't know how much yeah. of this might have come from Communist China or how much. I mean, it's not an accident. But when you see all these Biden ads flooding the airwaves in key states, you have to realize every one of those ads was probably partly paid for by Communist China.
Yeah, interesting.
And therefore, yeah. they should count it. You should automatically say, I'm going to vote against Biden because he has all these ads, not for him.
Kind of interesting, because at the most recent Senate hearing, when they were talking about dark money and trying to put it on Trump, they were the ones that were more, more egregious in the operation embracement of dark money. But that got tamped down pretty quick, didn't it?
Almost everything that would be beneficial to Trump has been tamped down pretty quick, including the entire scandal over how much money Biden has taken from foreign countries.
I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is an exciting day. It's Decision Day 2020 for America. Make sure you get out there and exercise your civic responsibility. We need you in the voting booth. Cast your vote. Go there. Take your neighbor. Take your grandmother. Don't go alone. Okay? We've got more from Lowell Ponte.
Businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency
in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Polls began opening Tuesday as election officials warned that millions of absentee ballots could slow the process down, perhaps for days and in some key battleground states, weeks. Millions of absentee ballots were still outstanding as of Monday, including 1.3 million in Florida and 700,000 in Pennsylvania. Election officials have emphasized that long lines are not acceptable, but it does not mean that there's been any sort of widespread failure. They say safeguards are in place and voters should not be concerned about casting a ballot in person. If you're in line before the polls close, they must let you vote. Don't leave the line. Tampa Bay Buccaneers came from behind to beat the New York Giants 25-23 in Monday Night Football. Tom Brady on ESPN.
We didn't play the way they were capable of playing, and you know, we're gonna have to play a lot better than that. Glad we got the win. You know, gonna have to keep learning and understand what we gotta do better, and then go execute a lot better.
USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're talking with Lowell Ponte. Yes, the think tank futurist, former roving editor at Reader's Digest and author. Hey, Lowell, I thought it was quite interesting. One of the trending topics in Google recently in this past week was how do I change my vote? And this goes in line with what you wrote about. You know, people are saying, hey, I want my vote back, you know, because here they voted so early. And even though, you know, well, of course, they weren't hearing, the mainstream media was giving cover to Joe Biden. But now they're starting to, you know, connect and realize, especially after the second debate, that there's not a whole lot of there when it comes to Joe Biden. And then, you know, put in the mix all this corruption of the Biden family business and Hunter Biden and now two laptops, which I think was supposed to be three laptops, but two at least that the FBI is admitting to anyway.
Well, we've seen the Democrats engage in a kind of Alice in Wonderland exercise. You remember in Alice in Wonderland, the Red Queen said, first the sentence, then the trial. Okay, well, Democrats have said, first you vote by mail, then we'll do the debates and introduce you to the candidate.
Exactly. Well, just like Nancy Pelosi said, though, Lowell, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. They're saying, look, you got to vote Joe Biden in to find out what's in him, I guess, huh?
And in fact, Biden himself said that. I'm not going to tell you whether I'm packing the Supreme Court or not. Well, that alone should disqualify him, frankly.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, who's in charge here, the people or the politicians and their manipulations? But I guess we know the answer to that. Kamala Harris, by the way, his vice presidential candidate, you have to remember, is really who you're voting for president. An interesting choice because during the Democrat primaries, she had to drop out. I mean, even before Iowa, she got her support fell to below 2% of Democrats.
Yes.
And yet, she now stands to be made president of the United States in a process where Republicans hate her and Democrats hate her. in California, where she's well known, where it's known how she slept her way to the top with the head of the state legislature, for example. This is a person of very dubious background, morals, and principles. Even if you wanted someone who was a true liberal, and she does have the voting record in the Senate that is the most liberal, analysts have found. She is to the left of Bernie Sanders, but that's only because she considers it now popular. If she could gain or build her own power by being a Nazi, she would be a Nazi.
Yeah.
I mean, she has no principle, she has no moral, and
right.
yet she is about to become our president by this election. Even if you would vote for Joe Biden as a good old boy, friend of Klansmen and so on, a man who passed legislation that sent a lot of innocent or relatively innocent black people up for long prison terms.
Yeah, because they were predators. Yeah, that's what
they were predators, yes. And he wouldn't want his child integrated in the school with them. That's Joe Biden.
Exactly.
But even if you would accept Biden, can you really accept Harris as the true president? Because that's what she's going to be. Mm-hmm. And God help us, what could happen then? Or Elizabeth Warren becoming Secretary of the Treasury.
That's what she's vying for.
Elizabeth Warren believes every major corporation must have a government charter, and they get to keep that charter, be able to be in business, only if they follow all the orders from Washington as to how many labor people they have, how many community activists they have to have on their board of directors and so on, how many millions of their dollars they give to community activism or environmentalism or whatever.
And my question is, Lowell, why does corporate America support her? I mean, how is she able to get funding when she, you know, goes and asks for money for the very people that she wants to destroy?
Because she's actually a cat's paw. She's actually owned by Silicon Valley and Hollywood. And Hollywood, in turn, and so much of Silicon Valley, is owned by Communist China.
Mm-hmm.
So it all fits. Biden is a wholly owned subsidiary of Communist China now. He'll do whatever they say. They can blackmail him at whim. So, of course, they want Biden.
Well, getting back to Biden, Lowell, let me present this scenario. This was a scary thought, is that Biden gets elected, all right? And then we start to see the shoe drop, that this investigation, because this investigation with Hunter Biden and all this stuff that's coming out is no bueno. I mean, this smacks of so much corruption that it's sickening. And that,
it's coming out, but it's covered by the whole COVID issue, which is
But there will be that time that I'm saying is that the Democrat. I could see Nancy Pelosi going into Joe, say, Joe, look at, hey, thanks, you brought us to the big game, but you're not going to be the one. You need to, because you got this corruption problem, and yeah, by the way, I mean, we've known you've been sick for a long time. You're just, you need to gracefully go. We're going to open the exit door for you, and we're going to have a big party and a big parade for you, and then Kamala takes over.
Well, understand one of the real questions beneath this, and I'm sure one Kamala had to answer correctly before she was officially chosen to be Biden's running mate and successor in the presidency. And that is, Joe Biden has committed a hell of a lot of crime that he could go to prison for the rest of his life. So has his crime family, including Hunter, and so has Barack Obama. You wonder why Obama's out talking for him. Remember, these people, with Biden in the room, were talking about how they would use the intelligence agencies
exactly.
to spy on Trump. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's Banana Republic stuff. So they know that a whole lot of very damning information was coming downstream. That's why they wanted you to vote early. That's why you should have the right to take your vote back and vote over, as is possible in seven states.
Seven states allow you to do that.
But here's the question. Did Harris have to agree in advance that she will pardon Joe Biden, his family, and Barack Obama if she becomes president?
And also, could there be a president by committee that would operate in the shadows?
Oh, there will be. In fact, there really always is. Biden will need that because he won't even know what's going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's had two brain aneurysms. He's clearly going senile. He's kept up only by being given shots of drugs that stimulate him for particular occasions. And even then, he can barely function. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris this week said she opposes equality. An interesting position for a Democrat. What she wants is equity. In other words, equality of opportunity isn't enough if you and I start at the same place on the starting line because one of us had advantages to begin with. And she wants that all leveled. As one writer, Jim Quinn, on the Internet has pointed out, Kurt Vonnegut, the great writer of things like the Ice Nine novel, Cat's Cradle, in 1961 wrote a short story called Harrison Bergeron. And in that novel, government in 1981 made everybody equal. He made the beautiful people ugly. He made the smart people dumb and so on as a way of making everybody in Procrustean equal. You remember there was this Greek figure in mythology called Procrustes who would capture travelers and lay them down on his bed. And if they were too tall, he'd cut their feet off. If they were too short, he'd stretch them. He made everybody conform to his bed in that way. That's what's actually done for real in the novel. And now Kamala Harris says she wants equity. She wants everybody made equal, whether they're smart or dumb, lazy or hardworking, accomplishing something or just being slackers. As long as they vote Democrat, they're all okay.
So the way God created you, again, God's out of the picture, no matter what God and how God created you, and no matter how insane something like this is, that it's never, you know, it's never been affected, because people can't help but be who they are. Go ahead.
What she's proposing is Marxism, from each according to his abilities, to each according to his means. And under a Marxist system, the state is God. The state fills that hole in people's souls. You are to bow down and worship the state. And, of course, he can have no other god before him. This is why Biden says he's going to continue to go after the little sisters of the poor and force them to give people contraceptives, even though they're Catholic nuns. This is why Biden says, oh, I'm a practicing Catholic, but I'm against Sidney Coney Barrett because she actually believes in Catholicism.
Well, you heard what I said about Biden. They said he's a practicing Catholic, and I said he needs more practice.
He does indeed.
I mean,
not that we want to judge anyone, but we don't want to be ruled by somebody like Joe Biden. And you still have a few hours to vote, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. And
get your friends, get your neighbors, if you are sad about the way you sent in a mail-in ballot, get a friend to offset whatever mistakes were made or what the selfish have done.
Well, we still have time, no doubt about it. Lowell Ponte, how can people be in touch with you?
Just read my columns Friday at WorldNet Daily, WND.com.
There he is, Lowell Ponte, the famous one, right here. Thank you, Lowell. Take care, buddy.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Martinez live.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and Guy Smith is back with us. Guy, it seems like about every 4 years we get together and talk. We need to do this a little bit more often. The last time we talked, it was Hillary Clinton to understand what was going on during the you know, the lead up to the 2016 election. And it's good to have you back here to talk about Joe Biden.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be back. I'm sorry it's been 4 years, but
yeah, you can run, but you can't hide, buddy. I'm going to catch up to you sooner or later. You know that, right? Well, let me explain to everybody. Guy is a retired corporate executive, widely known as an expert in reputation management and disaster and crisis planning. And so, Guy, you support Joe Biden. So, explain to us the Biden advantage and why Biden would be the best for America.
The reason is that this election is a referendum on Donald Trump. He's not a newcomer. He has a record. And the record is very clear. I mean, and so when people are voting, they either have already voted, 95 million have already voted, and on election day they'll be voting. They get to choose, and they're going to choose between the dumpster fire and chaos that's been the Trump administration, or they can choose Joe Biden, who will bring a calm, determined, professional, and inclusive style of leadership back to the White House. That's the choice, and it's made even more stark by the coronavirus epidemic, which we know that Donald Trump lied to the American people when he told Bob Woodward on tape, in his own voice, I know this is a deadly virus, and then went right on national television and lied to people and said that it's not a big deal, it's going to go away. Well, that was January. It hasn't gone away. The coronavirus today is worse than it has been ever. And it's getting worse, and much of the reason is the ineptitude of managing the response and the effort to contain the coronavirus. And here we are today, where Trump is claiming he's going to fire America's grandfather, Dr. Fauci, where we know from all the polling that Dr. Fauci is deeply trusted by huge majorities of the American people, and they don't trust Donald Trump on this issue.
And I think it's interesting, Guy, if I might interject for just a moment, because, first of all, when Donald Trump was getting information, he was relying, you know, on Dr. Fauci and Deborah Birx and even early on the WHO and the information they were giving. And if you recall, it was Dr. Fauci who early on said that this disease, this virus would come and go. Though Donald Trump did say to Bob Woodward that he saw this as serious, I think like anything that comes in, I mean, who was to know that this would really rise to the full level that it has? I mean, certainly with Obama-Biden.
Trump was at his own national security briefing by his own national security advisor. He was told this will be the biggest, the most important, most damaging thing of your presidency, and he ignored it.
No, I agree. I agree with that. I'm in disagreement with that. I'm just saying is that all of us being human, and I'm not, you know, I'm not sure, you know, I mean, in terms of Joe Biden saying, hey, I could do so much better and do that. Well, just as much as Donald Trump, but even more so because you got, you know, over 50 years, 47 years of experience with Joe Biden. Go ahead.
No, specific to the coronavirus epidemic, what Joe Biden has said he will do is listen to the scientists, listen to the public health officials, and that's it. There's another contrast for the American people. They can do that, like Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, or and the head of the CDC and the FDA, or they can listen to this guy Atlas, who's the newest Russian agent, apparently, speaking on Russian propaganda television and telling everybody about herd immunity, which is totally panned by any normal, well-educated public health official, which Dr. Ellis is not. He's a radiologist or something, which is nice if you got a broken arm. But we don't have a broken arm. We've got a coronavirus epidemic.
Right. Well, there was another controversy that came up regarding, you know, the billing of the coronavirus. And I know the heads exploded on the left, particularly about this. But there were doctors that came out early, particularly two doctors out of Bakersfield, that said that they were directed to declare everything as COVID, and there was a reward benefit for documentation of a COVID patient, an increased deal. This has been very well documented, and you know now you know the president echoes that, and then there's a problem.
He has indicted with his wrong rhetoric every healthcare professional in the United States that risk their lives every day. People.
Well, I understand that. I don't mean to argue with you. I want to give you a chance to do this. I'm just trying to bring some balance here and really some true understanding, because there's been a plethora of anecdotal input into this issue that, and I'm not saying all first-liners, and I understand what doctors and what they're risking and the first responders and all that, and it is heroic, no doubt about it. But we're also hearing from medical professionals that have been told that, as one doctor said, somebody dies in an accident, he's run over by a truck, and they determine that he has some sign of COVID, so then they have to document on the report that it's death by COVID. Now, this is a doctor saying this. This isn't Donald Trump. This isn't me or you. This is coming from the medical profession itself.
The word you put there is anecdotal, and did that happen somewhere? I don't know. Maybe it did, but it's not happening nationally. The point is we've got 9 million cases in this country.
Yes.
And we've got more than 260,000 dead Americans. And what we know from the science is that at least 100,000 fewer people would have died if Donald Trump had done 3 things that the public health people said do: wear a mask, socially distance, and wash your hands. There's no debate about that. And yet, the debate is suddenly, and you still see it at these spreader events that he's continually had up to Election Day. Mm-hmm. We now know.
Well, but I don't know it's a spreader event. This is, again, to your point earlier, what you said, if things are documented, that's something. But even the professor out of Stanford was careful in making the statement in the report in suggesting, and then Juan Williams the other night referred to it as a spreader event. I have not heard any confirmed information that it was a spreader event.
The Centers for for Disease Control has called the Trump rallies spreader events. And we know from the one that he had at the White House with the new Supreme Court nominee, because he got sick himself. His family
yes.
got sick. His friends got sick. His staff got sick. Then there wasn't, and no one wore a mask. No one socially distanced. And yet, you know, this is the thing he has made.
Well, you shouldn't say no one wear a mask, guy. I want you to have credibility here, because we all saw the video. We saw the deal. And you're right. I would agree that it turned into a spreader event, but there were people that wore a mask. And even
well,
some people who wore masks did end up getting infected. And some people that didn't wear masks didn't get infected either. But I'm not disputing that it wasn't a spreader event. I agree with you that it was, and the points that you made. I mean, we had the 15 days to slow the spread that became another 15 days, 30 days total. And the repetition of safety and caution from, you know, Vice President Mike Pence, Dr. Fauci, Deborah Birx, and the CDC was to, you know, wash the hands, social distance. There wasn't anything initially about masks, because even Dr. Fauci himself said masks were not going to work. Later on, it's now been determined that
that mask
could be the answer. In fact, the CDC himself
illustrates the listening to science, because as they studied the disease, the public health officials and the epidemiologists figured out masks will help, and then mm-hmm. did so. So, I mean, that's how you do this. You listen to the scientists, and we've now suddenly masks are part of the culture wars. It's somehow they're saying, well, it impedes upon my freedom. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not about you. It's about your grandmother or your kid, and it's also about protecting yourself. But you know, sadly, too many people are not wearing masks, but mm-hmm. most Americans are. And most Americans get it, because they're scared of this thing.
Right. What's wrong, Guy, you know, philosophically, that something like a mask could be such an object that it has become, that we have politicized everything instead of realizing that we're all in this together? I mean, as a country, we've been attacked by this virus. I mean, in a sense, we're at war with this virus. And at the same time, we're at war with one another instead of coming alongside and just saying, hey, you know, this is, you know, forget about the politics. You know, let's understand what science we're going to buy into. But, you know, the problem we've had, whether we're talking about climate change or anything else that has to do with science, because it's not exact. And sometimes it can deviate, just like you said earlier. As we learn more, we make some adjustments. But right now, I mean, the communication, the narrative that's put out there is problematic, because we're not getting consensus at a time when we need to be at this together.
And to answer your question about why are we where we are, I would say that it is an absence of leadership. The leadership we've had for the past 4 years, sadly, has been divisive and has pushed Americans apart from each other. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden is running as a proud Democrat, but he's going to be a president for all Americans, whether they support him or not. And we have seen this over our history, where presidents in a crisis, Republicans and Democrats, George Bush, 9/11, things like that, mm-hmm. where they worry about all Americans. They don't do things that divide.
Exactly. Guy Smith right here. Thank you, Guy. Take care.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final